Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Often when we come to practice, we have an experience that feels unpleasant and leaves us with questions like, why am I suddenly anxious? Why can't I stop crying? Why is this memory coming back now? Why am I reacting so strongly? This meditation explores the possibility that what we call falling apart may actually be the nervous system deciding it's finally safe enough to loosen its grip. So let's begin. Perhaps allow the eyes to close or simply soften your gaze. Take a few moments to find a comfortable posture and allow your body to settle. Gently remind your mind that there is nowhere else to be, nothing to accomplish or fix. It can rest. All can wait for just a while. And begin noticing the simple rhythm of the breath. We're not going to change it at all. Simply receive each breath as it arrives and leaves on its own. The body breathes in, the body breathes out. In and out. Peace and calm. Begin to touch into the support beneath you. The chair or cushion. The floor beneath your feet. And sense the steadiness of the earth beneath it all, holding your weight without asking anything in return. You are safe to simply be here now. As we move through life, many of us become very good at holding ourselves together. We hold back our tears. We push through exhaustion. We smile when our heart's hurting. We carry responsibilities, expectations, disappointments. Often, without even realizing how much effort it takes. Perhaps you can recall yourself saying things like, I just have to keep going. I'll deal with this emotional stuff later. I don't have time to fall apart. Buck it up, Buttercup. Today, rather than asking the body to hold a little tighter, we're simply offering it permission. Permission to loosen. Even if it's ever so slightly. So begin to gently, softly bring your attention into your body. We're not searching for something or trying to make anything happen. We're simply seeing, noticing where your attention naturally goes. Perhaps it's your shoulders, your jaw, your chest or belly. Wherever it lands, allow the attention to rest there with kindness. Can you simply notice what's here without commentary? Without needing it to be different? Let's just try this for a bit. What have you noticed? Tension? Sadness? Perhaps nothing at all. Whatever you're noticing, are you able to be with it a little longer? Can you let it belong? There is no right experience, only your experience. Sometimes when we begin to slow down, old feeling patterns appear. Tears, fears, loneliness, anger, loss. Not because something has gone wrong all of a sudden, but because something inside us has finally been given enough space to be noticed. Perhaps these feelings have been waiting patiently, not demanding attention, simply hoping one day someone, you, would listen. And so that's the practice today. When an area of your body asks for your attention, see if you can gently turn towards it, not to analyze it, fix it, or heal it. We first just practice allowing, accompanying, being with what is here. You might place a hand at this spot of focus and quietly ask, what would you like me to know? Sometimes the mind speaks in images, sometimes in sensations alone. What arises as you sit with what's present? If something begins to unravel, a memory, an emotion, a sensation, notice any impulse of the mind to tighten, to explain, or to push away. And then, to whatever extent possible, soften around that as well, as though making room beside a dear friend. We're not attempting to carry anything away or solve it. Your presence is enough. The body, your body knows what to do. How many scrapes and scratches has it healed on its own? How many colds and headaches? It can heal the heartaches as well. Your role is that of caregiver, holding and comforting. And from time to time, perhaps silently offering words of support. I see you. I'm listening. I'm here. You don't have to carry this alone anymore. And then Return again back to the breath. Open to whatever is happening in the body. Perhaps nothing changes. Perhaps something softens. Perhaps some cleansing tears arrive. Allow time. A cut or scrape doesn't heal overnight. Our hearts, too, need time to recover. There is a quiet wisdom within every human being, a wisdom that has carried you through every joy, every sorrow, every uncertainty. Sometimes that wisdom speaks not by making us stronger, but inviting us to become gentler. Perhaps what feels like unraveling is simply the loosening of old protections that helped us survive and yet may no longer be required. Take a moment to silently thank what arises. Perhaps with words like, "Thank you. I know you helped me when I needed you. And now, my intention is to begin to carry myself differently. Rest once more with the breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Experiencing the body just as it is. Reminding the mind over and over again, nothing to add. Nothing to take away. Push down. And notice too that with every sensation, every thought, every emotion, there remains an awareness that's been here all along. Quiet, steady, unbroken. Fully focus here for a few moments. From the Tao, chapter 71. To know that you do not know is the highest. To think that you know is a disease. And from chapter 15. and you remain still until the mud settles and the water becomes clear. As we prepare to close, I'd like to leave you with one gentle question. Not to answer now, but a question to carry with you. What if what you've been calling falling apart is actually life inviting you to become more fully yourself?